try to be quick as well. So I'm Peter Sagari from Géant. Among other stuff, I'm involved in the video conferencing tender that Géant, NordUnet, and 5 other vendors are putting in place. So this is a quick information about the tender that we are running. So somewhere before summer, NordUnet and SUNET approached us that they are willing to put a tender out for the next generation video conferencing solution. And it turned out that DFN, the German Enron, is trying to do the same. And so we thought maybe what if we join forces and do a joint tendering procurement at the European level. I approached other Enrons if they are also planning to do such a thing. So it turned out that HENET, FCT, and CESNET, they are also planning to put a tender out. So we all came together and we agreed that let's try and delay all this national tendering stuff and try and put something in place at the European level. There is new EC legislation that makes it available for us. There is a new EC rule which says that one party can act on behalf of other parties and can basically put a European level tendering procurement in place, and the result of that tender can be used by each and every other parties who are involved in this. So we thought NordUnet and Géant would be a good position to do this joint tendering procurement together. And we had already at that time the first try, which is the IIS tender, you know, that big tender for infrastructure services, which is using the exact same principle and the new EC legislation. So we said, let's try this one again. So this is an activity which is pulled by Géant and NordUnet, put together a procurement expertise behind it and pulled by those other 5 Enrons who were in the process anyway to procure something. So we agreed, we came together, we agreed on the technical details, and we put this tender out. So we published the tender on the 9th of September, so it's already running. So at that point in time, we cannot tell too much to the potential suppliers, but I can tell you some information about it. So what we're trying to do is a two-phase competitive dialogue-based tender, which means that in the first phase, we just ask for a proposal from the potential suppliers based on the description of the tender. And then, based on that proposal, we will invite not more than 5 vendors to come to a dialogue phase. And during the dialogue phase, we will, you know, define or discuss all the details and the requirements and the details of their offer. And eventually, we would like to end up with not more than 3 framework agreements. So the result of this tender will be 3 framework agreements with 3 different vendors. And those framework agreements will be available for the entire Géant community, so all the Géant members, all the Enrons, to use them. So on the requirements side, so because it was an immediate need of those 5 Enrons to have some video conferencing solution available, this is what we call the next generation video conferencing service, which is pretty much a traditional video conferencing service. The main requirement is to have all the gateways and backward compatibility to legacy SIP, H323, everything. The only requirement from the WebRTC side is that there is a must requirement, a share requirement, to have a clientless access to the solution, which most likely means WebRTC. So we don't want the user and end user to download any client or any plugin to whatever. We want the native WebRTC browser to be able to join in the video conference. And the also another requirement was that, talking to those different vendors, was that some of them would appreciate a cloud-based solution, so they don't want to host anything, they just want the cloud solution to be purchased and then repurposed or resell to their institutions. Another group of vendors, they wanted to grab the software, put that software on premise on their own hardware and run it and offer it to their community. So on the requirements, and just quickly go through these requirements, we said that we need both, basically. We need the cloud-based software as a service solution and the on-premises version of the software at the same time. So not either this or that, both at the same time. For the cloud-based solution, of course, we want this to be hosted within the EU region, right under the EU data protection laws. And for the on-premises solution, for the software on the side, we want the software to be able to cater different tenants. So it's a multi-tenant system, which means that you know different university institutions can have their own tenant on the system to be used. Features, because we said we need, yeah, it's on the second side, a couple of features. So we said, you know, all the features that we are requesting for should be ready by Q1 17. So that's the target date, because the tender is running now. So the timeline is that the tender is already out. There is some periods that we have to wait. It's in the law. So the responses will come. We will evaluate. We will invite those top five to the dialogue phase. So we expect the dialogue phase to happen in November. We will be face-to-face dialogue with all the vendors that we invite. And after the dialogue phase, we will announce the winners and then all the contract signatures and everything. So this will take some time by the end of the year, we expect. So the first real use and purchases can happen around Q1 17. And the fourth requirement is the clientless access, right? So that's the WebRTC access that we said. So we said there should be a very simple, not that you know heavy in terms of features, a client which has the ability to run in a browser basically using WebRTC and can join the conference. All the other requirements, yeah, so the heavy desktop client, of course, you know, we define some features, and also for the mobile client. This is, as I said, in this two-phase approach, this is just the minimum set of requirements, right? So this will be used to pre-filter those who are not capable to provide these features to us. And of course, during the dialogue phase, which will happen in November, we can refine all these requirements to go further. These are all shell requirements. So we need a fully documented API and access to the API, so that allows service integration. We need SAML2-based externalized for the login, especially the SAML2 int. What's that? Metadata schema is requested there. We need support for the software, of course. So it's like they're providing either the solution out of the cloud or they're providing the software on site, but we need support for that. It's not end user support. It's a support for admins, for those who are, especially NRENs who are using providing the service. And this service should be available. Recording on the server side, yeah, and the service and the support should be available in European times. Okay, so as I said, these are the very minimal set of requirements, right? That we need for the proposal phase, and then we will clarify later. So what was the main principle behind this when we thought? So we wanted to make it simple. You will see this huge matrix a lot. This is the result of the IIS tender. So I think we just closed the IIS tender, right? So on that matrix, you will see 36 countries or 36 NRENs up there, and 25 providers on the other side. This is a huge matrix saying that which provider makes that service available in which country and for which institutions. So this is a huge giant stuff, right? So the little bit of caution here is that you know somebody should manage this. And that will be quite difficult. So we definitely wanted to avoid this with this simple video conferencing service. So what we said, and this was the agreement between those five NRENs plus Norjet and Jeant, who's pulling this, we said we only want the original service providers to answer the tender. We don't want the resellers, especially in the video conferencing era. You can easily end up with hundreds of resellers offering you the exact same solution, different shape, size, and color. So we said we don't want those. So I mean, evaluating a tender like that would be a nightmare. So there is a requirement, an additional requirement in the documentation which says we only want the original infrastructure provider, original service provider to answer the tender, no resellers. In the second phase, on the beneficiary side, we included, as I said, all the Jeant NRENs. So 43 NRENs are listed there, plus Jeant plus Nordunet, so 45. Entities altogether, but we excluded the institutions, right? So it's a legal requirement. If you want this framework agreements to be available to all your institutions, you actually have to list all your institutions one by one. In the tender, which those 36 countries did, in the IS tender, but we said we don't want to go into that phase. We said this tender at the moment and the results of this tender will only be available for NRENs. And the main aim of this tender is to put the NRENs in position to be able to provide this service to their community, right? We don't want the institutions to directly go to the service provider and buy anything, at least not under this tender. If there is requirement for that, we're happy to take that requirement up in another iteration round of any tendering process, but not now. And also another interesting thing, we wanted the TCO, the cost calculations, to be easy. So we said we want the concurrent user model from each and every provider who will apply to the tender, which might be difficult from some providers who work with a different cost models. But we said this is the model based on what we want to actually compare the solutions. So I don't know if it's clear. I just quickly put it here. So either it's a cloud-based software solution or the same software is on a premise run by the NREN, or there is a fulfillment partner or channel partner somehow in the channel to make the service available to NREN. And this is the user-facing side here, and this is the concurrent user model with multi-tenancy capability, where are actually the institutions are coming in using the service. And actually, that is the interface. That is the part where we have the TCO calculation for, right? So based on that, we'll compare. We discussed previously with some of the vendors, and we explained why we need this, why we want this. Almost all of them said that they will try and comply with this requirement. Even if they have no such a model available, they will offer something which is compatible with this. So yeah, so the basic decisions, only original providers and only NRENs as beneficiaries, okay? And this is, I don't want to go into details here, but this is how the contracting and the service delivery model works. So Jean published the tender, right? And Jean will sign the framework agreement with the original provider. We will publish it in a cloud catalog and some version of the cloud catalog. So NRENs can look at the catalog. If you like some of those services, you can have a call of contract, direct call of contract with one of the, pointing to the framework agreement, one of the vendors, and then you can put the service in place either as a reseller of a cloud-based solution or you as a provider taking the software and running on their own infrastructure and providing it to the end users, right? So these are the models that are included in the tender process. So this is for the TCO company. So we gave these three options to vendors to price them up. So it's based on this we will able to compare the answers. So one for 250, 1,000, and 2,500 concurrent users, right? So those are users using video conferences at the same time, right, on a system. Which means that, it's either in case of 1,000, it could be 500 users in, so 500 video conferences, two users, or two conferences of 500 users. Right. So this is the way how we're going to compare things. So I said Jürgen and I, so Jürgen from Jürgen Christ from Nordunet and myself, we did some interviews or pre-notifications of vendors. So we asked those five NRENs and others which companies or providers we should approach. So we talked to Cisco. They recently purchased the Acano solution, and they said it's completely integrated now together with their WebEx solution. So they at least told us there's no difference at the moment between Acano and WebEx. There should be a whether it's true or not, should be, because we told them, you have one chance to, reply to the tender with one of your solutions. It's up to you which one you want to pick, right? So they said, this system is completely integrated together, but we gently pushed them into the direction that we would prefer Acano. We talked to Adobe. They are the difficult parts, right? They don't understand, obviously, the model where the NREN aggregates demand, and then it's how and which way it's beneficial for them. So they want to directly sell to universities, and they had some better examples in Germany and other countries. So it's a difficult discussion with them, but yeah, whether or not they will come, we don't know. But at least we talked to them and we told them what we want. We talked to Polycom, Paxi, Video Zoom, of course, Life Size, Yumi, Fuse, the Fuse guys in the US. Yeah, so you know, some of them, this European data protection regulation criteria was critical, because we want them to, you know, to keep all the metadata. That's the tricky part, right, in Europe, right? So all the information about users, credentials, all the stuff, this should be stored in the US, but in Europe. So yeah, they said they tried to adopt. They have the same requirements. So a few people told us they have the same requirement from Saudi Arabia. I think they're trying to sell the solution to Saudi Arabia on this one. All right, so, and yeah, on the right-hand side, you will see a couple of those who we did not approach, but since then they came to us because they heard about the tender. So the red ones actually are all in already. So I checked the list after 10 days after submission, you know, issuing the tender. I checked the list, and Backseat Video, Joinme, Microsoft already there, plus 30 others. Those 30 others are the resellers. So they registered and downloaded. Whether or not they will understand that we don't want resellers, yeah, we'll see. But that's a shared requirement, that you must be the owner of the IP rights and the license and everything. So you cannot be the reseller. So we're gonna drop those simply based on that requirement. So we're not gonna evaluate them, right? So this is where we are at the moment. So we're still waiting. I think there's a month period to wait for the answers and see and close the first phase and see what results we got. So more will come later.
One question.
Why is Pexip dropped?
Pexip is not dropped. Pexip is there. So red ones are in there. These are the original providers who we approached, and the red ones are actually in there already. We're expecting for the others. I'm expecting Cisco at least, Polycom, Zoom. Jitsi is out, by the way. We talked to Jitsi, yeah. And we told them that we don't just need the software. You have to partner with a cloud provider, and I need your Jitsi solution provided out of the cloud. They said they're not going to make this effort for us. You take the software and put it wherever you want, but we are not putting it on a cloud and offer it as a cloud service, which is fair enough. They're a software company, right? They're selling the software, right? They're not interested in the services. So Jitsi is out. All the others are in, but they haven't replied yet, at least not in the first 10 days. But they still have another 20.